And it's supposed to be together, Chavr, always. Always it's supposed to be together, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We finally made it. We're finally here, we're finally in the Heilig month of Adar. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. We have to feel that Simcha, we have to live that Simcha, we have to embody that Simcha. Everybody should be walking around every day with a big smile on our face. We're in Adar. We're in Adar, the Heilig Yontif is coming, we're here. We have to feel it. We finally have this chus to finally really talk Purim Torah together, to prepare for the Heilig Yontif. Shbizoyche, Be'ez Hashem, through all the deep achonas, to reach the highest of heights. Mishutarech ve'erev Shabbos yoyche b'Shabbos. Mishutarech ve'erev Shabbos yoyche b'Shabbos. Pashut, you prepare. On Erev Shabbos, you'll have food for Shabbos. Purim's Koilel Kol Yom Tovim, as we've spoken about before. And we'll have all the Yom Tovim here in Mir Tashem. Hopefully this bias will be in Yerushalayim Er Kodesh. And then it'll be Shushan Purim, but okay, it's also good. V'adav is Koilel Kol Yom Tovim, it's called Shabbos Kodesh as well. So Mishatarach, during the week, the days before Heilig Yontif Purim, Yoichel B'Purim. Can't just walk into Purim and think we're going to connect in all the ways that the Yontif is there for us. So these are very special days to prepare in our learning, prepare in our achshavos, just to take some cheshbon and nefesh and take some time to think about what I want to gain, what I want to take out of this Heilig Yontif Abalein Latova, what I want to focus on myself to grow from. This is a day that we know that the Zohar tells us it's higher than Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim. So if obviously we prepare already, starting already Rosh Chodesh Elul, 40 days prior to Yom Kippur. So we're already past that. At least these last 10 days, 10, 11 days that we have. Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Let's prepare till we're Bez Hashem Zoyche to be together in Heilig Yontif. So I want to learn a Medrash together. A Medrash that's Mamish Apella. To Medrash in Esther Rabbah. We'll read it. Medrash Rabbah, Esther Rabbah, Zayin Yud Gimel. Im HaMelech Tov Yikasev Lav Dom. Haman is coming to Achashverosh, Paragimel, Pasuk Tes, and wants to destroy us. Amar Ish Lakish, B'shosh Amar Haman Arash Lachashverosh, when Haman came and said to Achashverosh, let's go and wipe out, destroy the Jews from the world. This is what Achashverosh says back. Achashverosh was a big mammon. Achashverosh had muna mamish. Listen to what he says. Amar Achashverosh, lo yichalt. Lo yichalt lahom bedil de lahom lo shavik lan kolikar. No way, we're not able. Their God, which is not going to separate for them, their God's going to watch over them. I'm not able to. They have a rabbinic shalom. Tachazi ma'avin lo namalki kamei davan kominun davan pshatun yedeim aleim davan machayer ravrava v'guvim tvei minon. Look at all the kings and the nations that tried to destroy us before us. They were much greater, much stronger, much greater in number. And what happened? Cholman dasi aleim l'mavdina min alma u'diyat aleim mivtol min alma. Anyone who tried to destroy us, what happened to them? They were destroyed. As we know, all the nations that started up with us, throughout all the generations, they're no longer here. They're no longer here. Vanan deloma alina and kavaseu, we're who's not as strong as them, not as great as them. We're not like the great Egyptians, or the Amalekians, or whatever you want to call them. Alachas kam v'kama, we have no shot. Achashverosh says to Haman, there's an Abishter who watches over the Jews. He's a big mammon. So come on, the Medrash goes on. We're not going to read the whole Medrash. Eventually, listen to what he says back. Amar lon Haman, Elokash Ativa Paro Bayam, That God, and he himself, Haman himself is a Ma'amin. He says, I believe that God, he went, and what did he do? He drowned Paro in the sea. And he did great miracles and great things, so he admits it as well. Listen to this, Mamash, crazy madrash, right? Achashverosh and Haman are just talking about Niflois HaBore. Mamash, you have just going back and forth. Achashverosh saying how great Hashem is, Haman saying how great Hashem is. Incredible madrash. But Haman continues, that God, who's Zakim, he's now older. Ve'enu yachal asus klum. He's old. Can't do anything anymore. As we see, where's the raya? Kvar ol on Nebuchadnezzar, v'hechrev beso, v'sar v'techelo, v'higles yisrael, pizorim ben umas. We already had Chor b'Beis HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar came and already destroyed Beis HaMikdash, and they're dispersed through all the nations. Heichan kochel gvuroso. Kvar hiskin. Where's all the strength? He's old already. V'yomer lo yirakov, lo yavin al keyakov. Achashverosh says, oh, Taka, I hear you. I hear you. It's not just a paladic medrash, we have to understand. Here we have Haman Achashverosh, who are Maminim b'nei Maminim, it sounds like. You know, they're going and they're talking about Niflos HaBore, and Hashem protects us, he's by our side. He's done incredible miracles for us. Then Haman decides, which we have to understand where this comes from and what this means. Haman decides, the Eibishter's old. The Eibishter's old, and therefore he's no longer going to protect us and take care of us. Now it's true, there was Churban Bayis Rishon, which you pointed to, which we'll come back to. But if you really had such a moon in Hashem, he's old, I mean, that God gets old. This God, with all the spectacular miracles that no one else can do in the world, that obviously created the world because he could uproot the world, he gets old. It's a scary medrash. A medrash, what's pshat in the medrash? And Achashverosh accepts this. So I saw in the tremendous Torah in the Sefer Ol Moshe, brings from the Darche Musar. He says the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yugimel Mebeis, darshins the pasuk Yeshno Am Echad Mefuzer Mefurid Ben Agayim. What's Yeshno pasuk about Yeshno Am Echad? There is one nation. One of the ways that the Gemara darshins Yeshno is talking about us here. Amrle Yeshno Min Amitzvos, which the Marsha explains more in depth, but basically means we got old and stale in our observance of mitzvos. That we were still keeping mitzvos. We were still performing mitzvos. No one said, by the way, you read through the storyline, you know, and find anywhere where we weren't keeping Torah mitzvos. But it was without zeal, without passion, without excitement. It was old, it was stale. Yeshno min ha-mitzvos, yashin yashin. Zakein, we were old. We were old in our observance of mitzvos. It was all rote and mechanical. The mitzvos that we were doing. The Me'am Lois brings down even Sudas Achashverosh. We ate kosher. But clearly that we were lacking the passion for the Ribbono Shel Olam if we were going to such a party. The excitement for Yiddishkeit. Therefore, what? So what's that have to do with the Eibishter? So we all know the Torah from the Hilgul Baal Shem HaKadosh, Hashem Silcha. Hashem is our shadow. And therefore, you know what Haman HaRasha was saying? You know what Haman thought? Because Haman understood and Haman saw that Yeshno min ha-mitzvos. He said, Hashem Silcha. Hashem is our shadow. If we're old and stale in our observance of mitzvos, in reflection, the Eibishter is going to be old in his Hashkacha of us. And if we don't have passion and excitement, so the Eibishter is going to mirror that and no longer take care of us in the proper way. We weaken the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our relationship is based on how we are. And therefore he came to Achashverosh. The Ribbono Shel Olam now zokin. In essence, the Ribbono Shel Olam obviously is Ein Sof, is Shalom, and they believe that. But they also believe that his relationship with us is dependent on us. Hashem Zilcha. And therefore he's going to, what it means is, he'll act in a way that's Yashin, that's Zokin, because we were Yashin and Zokin. As the Gemara tells us explicitly. It's like, you know, if you read through Nefesh HaChaim in the very beginning of the Sefer, the first 6, 7, 8 chapters. We've said this over at the table many times. If you haven't read through those, I don't know why you're sitting here. Certain svarim, every yid has to be holding in. Every yid has to know. Every yid, if we want to have that passion we're talking about, there's certain svarim that give us just a foundation of what life is as a Jew. One of those is Nefesh HaChaim. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And he talks about what it means we're B'Tzelem Elokim. And B'Tzelem Elokim, really, the way the Nefesh HaChaim explains is that he gave us the ability to rule the world. But what does that mean? Meaning, dependent on how we act and what we do is what's going to happen in this world. But meaning, in other words, he, Ribbono Shel Olam, decided we're going to control his manifestation in this world, which is Hashem Silcha in a certain sense. Hashem Silcha. So Haman understood that. And Haman said, therefore, since we were old and stale, God is going to be old, and that's his time when we could destroy the Yidden. And Kachave, we see at first, Abishter even agreed, the Medrash tells us, Nechtav Nechtam, Gzardin, to destroy us. It was written, it was sealed. Because our Yiddishkeit was dead. Was old. It wasn't dead. It was old. It was stale. It was lacking passion. We went to shul 3 times a day, but those words were Hebrew reading exercises. They weren't tefillah with kavana. There was no heart. There was lip service. We went to Seder, and we learned. I put in my 3 hours in the morning, I put in my morning Seder, my night Seder, on an intellectual level. On an intellectual level, at best. B'li lev, without heart. Without passion. We went through the motions. So a little bit later in that same Medrash, Mordechai, who at first is somewhat taken aback, and Mordechai, who seemed, right? B'shosh nechtemu oson egarth v'nidna b'yad haman v'yavo sameach hu v'chol b'nei b'chuburaso. Haman was good to go. He was destroying the Jewish nation. So Mordechai obviously didn't know what to think of this. Is this going to happen? It's not going to happen. So listen to this medrash. When Haman had that ready to go, pagu b'Mordechai sheolech l'fneim. He saw Mordechai walking in front of them. V'ram Mordechai shlosha tinokos. And Mordechai saw 3 children that were leaving yeshiva. V'rat Mordechai achreim. And Mordechai ran after these children. So Haman and his buddies, his thugs, they went to see what's happening over there. It's an incredible medrashim. If you want to, you know, we want to prepare for purpose, just read the Esther Rava. It's like incredible. Mordechai said to one of the children, tell me the pasuk you're learning. Right? The second one said, "Utsu eta v'esufar." Dabru davar v'lo yakum ki imanu kel. Pazach shlishi v'amar v'adzikna nihu v'atzeva niyasbol niyasisi v'niyazav niyasbol v'amaleit. Those of us who are familiar with Chabad a little bit after Aleinu, we know these psukim obviously. So you heard these 3 psukim, which are all psukim, basically, have no fear, I got your back, Hashem is saying to us. Kevin Shoshama. Mordechai kach sochak vayesameach simcha gedola. At that moment,
when there's already nechtam gdar din, he's already a simcha gedola. He was good to go. Imagine, it's crazy. That's like, okay, he was appeased a little. The lashon kach sochak vayosameach simcha gedola. Amar lo Haman, ma'izos the simcha shesameach the liberate tenokas alo. Haman said to Mordechai, what are you so happy about? Why are you so happy? I'm about to destroy you. Amar al-Basuras tovas shebisruni shel efkad mena'eita rasha yatz dolenu. I heard good news, I'm good to go. Imagine, Mordechai just heard children saying psukim. He's good to go. Haman got all angry. He said, basically, I'm going to kill these children first when my decree goes through. Obviously, he was the one hanging in the end. What was Mordechai so excited about? Pasha Pshat, most people would read this medrash and assume that what Mordechai was so excited about and so happy about was the pump, the Sukkim that he heard from these children were all about, Al tirim pacha pisom, don't be afraid, Hashem's got our back, it's all good. So he took that as a sense of Navu, a sense of Ruach HaKodesh, right? That's Pasha Psha. But maybe there's something deeper here. If we understand that the whole entire reason why Haman felt he could destroy us was because there was this stale, old sense of Avodas Hashem, Mordechai then, and he was afraid that maybe Haman's true, maybe that's, and then Hashem Silcha, maybe we're gone. What did he see? He sees children learning. He saw children learning in Beis Medrash. That means parents had to send the children to learn Torah, he said to himself. That means these parents want their children to be a part of this. That means somewhere deep within them, maybe on the exterior, the Avodah Hashem might be rote and mechanical and void of passion and heart. But somewhere within their pnimius, there's something deeply attached to this. They love it, they care about it, they want it so much that they want their future generation to be connected. It was just rote, mechanical, leave it. What do my children need to be? Let them be. What do we see, Lo Aleinu, unfortunately, in the world of conservative and reform Judaism and traditional Judaism, where the tradition, where the Judaism is all stale and old and it's just observance without heart. What happened to the next generation? Gone, assimilation. It doesn't work. Go to any conservative reform shul, you shouldn't walk in, you're not allowed to walk in. But if you walked in, they're empty. There's a few people in their 70s. It's dead to the world, the next generation, all assimilated. Because they didn't care enough, because there wasn't enough passion and excitement and heart to give it over to the next generation. If I'm giving it over to the next generation, if I want my children, and I'm going to go, imagine, right? In this day and age, you know how much money all of your parents have paid so that you've had a yeshiva education? Do you know how much money the years of your education cost your parents and your siblings? Wild! Wild. Public school is free. Free. There are families that just for Jewish education are spending over $100,000 a year. Just for the education of their children. Not everyone is so wealthy that we think the whole world is so wealthy because we're Jews. It's not true. Plenty of people, that's a big chunk of their salary. If not most of it. Because they love it, and because they know it's the essence of life, and they want this for their children. Maybe all that Mordechai needed to see were children learning in yeshiva and saying, I know, maybe on the outside it's rote and it's mechanical and it's yashen, but inside there's a heart that's alive with passion. And that's what the Eibishter sees in us, and that's why he's going to be by our side. As we say in Shir HaShirim, even when Ani Yashena, and the Yashena, Milashan Yashena, we think is sleeping, but it's also Milashan Yashen, to be old, to be Zaki, and Ani Yashena, Velibier. Ani Yashena, Velibier. My heart is alive. My heart is impassioned. My pnimius is there, and Hashem knows that, and that's why Hashem is always there for by our side. Because He senses that, He knows it, and we're alive inside. Even when we're covered over at times. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me a big matana. If you take Gematria Purim, everyone knows Gematria Purim here, 3:36. It should be one of those like that. It's like, it should be as quick as Taryag. You know what I'm saying? It should be as quick as Taryag, Purim. Purim's 3:36. With the koil zo libier. This is libier. Purim zu libier. Zu libier, zo libier, however you want to say. This is libier. My heart is alive. My heart is impassioned. That's why we're zoicha to Yom Tov Purim. Because libier. The heart of the Jew is there. Right? Like the famous, we all know. We all know the famous Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin talks about when you have a menuvel, lo aleinu, that doesn't want to give a get to his wife. So the proper halacha, if we were allowed to, legalities is not so simple in the world that we live in. But al pi halacha, Bezdin would literally beat the crud out of the guy till he'd say, I'm willing roitzani, I want to give the get. And the Rambam asked, I don't understand. Shkoyach, you're beating the crud. He doesn't really mean roitzani that he wants to give the get. It's not he's not giving it willingly. It's a forced get. It's oynes. Why is that okay if he has to give it? He only means by roitzani is, I want you to stop beating me up so that I stay alive. And the Rambam there says so beautifully, Ayin Sham. That every Jew inside, libier, and every Jew wants to do what's right. And if the Bezdin's telling him this is MS, maybe on the exterior you don't want to do it, but deep down you really want to do it. Every one of us wants to be close to Hashem. Every one of us wants to daven with kavana. Every one of us wants to live with Amelus B'Toira. And we want to live a Shabbos Kodesh like we've had in our lives. Libier. Libier, das is Purim. Even when it seems on the exterior, it's not there. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our top in Himmel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father. And He's our Father. That relationship is so deep and so real that even when we feel so distant, we're so, so close. You know, L'mashal, all the Svarim being a Mashal, they say, imagine you had a father who was a king and his son was rebelling. So he has to send him away. He has to send him far away. And he sends him away. But then the father's passing by where the son is in a house and the house is on fire. That father's not going to immediately rush and save the son. Of course he is. I love my son. I care about my son. Right now we're distant on the outside. But Libier, our relationship deep inside is so close. That's our relationship with Eibishter. It's there. We have to pull it out. And we have to bring out that passion. And we'll get to that in a moment. But it's there. We have to believe it's there. The relationship is there. It's libier. We have to decide that we're going to choose it as well. And I was thinking about it today. I'll tell you, Emes. There's a song. I played the song for my shir today. I don't remember how we got there. You know, sometimes in shir, these things happen when you... Once you play one song, and then it, you know how it goes. You end up somewhere else. So we played this song by Nissim Black. An old one. A million years, maybe it's called something like that. Chvesnesh, something like that. A million years it's called? A million years. And he talks about it at the beginning of the song. He's talking about how he was searching for MS, and the essence of life. And he found the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he had a line at the beginning, and I haven't thought about it like this in a very long time. I don't remember exactly how he says it, I'm paraphrasing, but we became best friends, or we became friends. He was referring to his relationship with Hashem as friends, and it hit me very strongly, because we don't usually talk like that. The Eibishter is our father. The Eibishter is our king. The Eibishter is our Rabbeinu Shalom, our God. Our friend? Now the truth is, there are psukim that say that he's our friend, Rayasi. But that's not the general way that we think. But I thought it's very beautiful. We should think like this as well. You know why? Because what's the difference between a king, a father, a god? All of those, we have no choice. We don't choose who our father is. We don't choose who our king is. We don't choose who our god is.
Our friends we choose. Our friends we choose. The big Torah chevra, listen, our friends we choose. So deep down inside, I always am connected to Hashem, and I feel Hashem in my life. But then I have to bring that to the surface to also choose Him and have that passion. And have the proper hislavis in my votes Hashem. Now the Yidden didn't have that. They were lacking that. That's why Haman thought he had the ability to destroy us and almost did. But the Libi was there. And it's in us. First step is just knowing it's in us. So the most beautiful Torah from the Shem Shmuel. The beginning of next week's parasha, it starts out the Medrash about Tatzitzaveh B'nei Yisrael V'yikhu Elecha Shemen Zayizach. And the Medrash there quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah Zayis Ranan Yefei Pri Tohar. On the word Shemen Zayizach, on this pasuk, it says that the beauty of the fruit of the olive. And then it goes on to discuss what's the comparison between the olives and us. And it goes on the Medrash to say, just like by an olive, what do? You pick the olive, and you crush the olive, and you put it in the press, and press the olive, and the oil comes out. So too, the Yidden have to be crushed and pressed by the enemies, and it brings them to do tshuva. But it starts out by saying it's like Yifei Pritar, like it's a beautiful comparison. This seems like it's a gnai lanu. It seems like a disgrace. That we have to be punished by our enemies in order to do tshuva. So listen to the Shem Shmuel. Not just the way the Shem Shmuel thinks. He says, you know what the comparison is? You know the beautiful comparison is to the olives? By the olive, it's true. It had to be crushed. It had to be pressed. But the oil was there the whole time. The oil was in the olive the whole time. So too by us, even when we feel like we're so far, and we don't feel our learning, we don't feel our davening, we don't feel our keshet Hashem, it's there the whole time, libier. And each and everyone needs to know this. And this is the whole avoid of Purim. The avoid of Purim for each and every one of us is first of all, first step, is to know that I'm alive. And I'm not old. And therefore Hashem Tzilcha in a good way. Because in my heart, I'm full of light and full of energy and full of passion. It's there. It's within me. And once I know that, then I have to go through a void of pulling it out to the surface. And that's all a void of Adla Yadim Baruch Mordechai Lerhaman. Nichnas Yayin V'yata Sod. First is I have to know there's Sod inside. First I have to know that inside me is full of Libier. Then Nichnas Yayin V'yata Sod. Then I pull it out to the surface. How so? You know, Chabad tells us there's three levels of wisdom. Chachma, Bina, Das. Chachma is the initial seminal point of wisdom. When I hear something and I have the most simplistic understanding. Bina is contemplation and analyzation. And trying to deeper understand that wisdom. Das is where I take that and I put it into action. I concretize the message, I become part and parcel of it. And I can act upon that wisdom that I received. So Maisa is really the Das. The Das is the Maisa, is the action that comes out of that wisdom, right? Sometimes in life, after listen closely to this Torah, sometimes we focus too much on the Maisim. Vada, we're people of Maisim. So sometimes we focus too much on our Maisim, and those Maisim are void of the heart. Meaning what? Again, listen to, it's all one big circle of Purim. Meaning what? First step is to realize all when we're doing Maisim that are void of heart, the heart is deep inside. Once we realize that, I have to pull it out and say, Adalo Yada. Adalo Yada, don't focus on the Yada, the Das. Don't focus on the Maisim. Bring out the passion. Bring out the hislavas. Bring out what's deep inside us, which is that feeling of closeness to Hashem that's hidden within each and every one of us. Rachmana liba boy, ad lo yada. Amalek says Hashem karach v'aderech, milashon kar. Amalek says bikalt litvachs, right? Amalek says bikalt. Amalek says just do. Don't worry of the hargasha. Don't worry about the passion. Don't worry about. That's what Amalek says. We say there's no such thing. By the way, that wasn't a knock on being Litvish. You could be Litvish and be full of passion. It's a knock on being a cult of Litvak. You hear? Maven Yavin. Amalek says, Shekar Chabaderech, you cult. No passion, no energy, no excitement, no heart. Aravos is Adelo Yada. Don't just focus on the Maisim. Have the kavon, have the lev. Because we live in a dar where we're so paralyzed. We live in a generation through technology where people, there is no more heart, there is no more relationship. People don't even know how to communicate with each other. So how can you communicate and feel a relationship without Rabbeinu Shalom? There's a paralysis. And comes Purim, we say Adla Yada. No more, it's not just about the maisim. We have to bring back the heart. Once we realize and know libier, I know my heart is there, so now pull it to the surface. Now find it, nichnas yayim v'yatasod, bring it out. And sometimes I have to paralyze myself physically through drinking to bring out my heart. Ultimately. I have to bring out my heart, bring out my sod, bring out emotions. There's some yidden, they only cry one day a year in Purim. Baruch Hashem, they're bringing out their heart. What is it to cry? To cry is the most beautiful thing in the world. Cry means I'm alive. To cry means I'm emotional. People cry in the most joyous of times. People cry in the saddest of times. People cry when they're alive, when they're feeling. When they're not dead to the world. Ikvus of the Meshicha is a scary time when you're like the Akeb, the heel. The heel has very little feeling. The heel, you can go and scrape the heel and hardly even feel it. Because we live in a generation, people don't feel anymore. People are not alive anymore. There's yashin. So we have to realize and believe, no, but inside I'm libiyar, and pull that to the surface and be alive again. Be alive again in our avodas Hashem. Even if ani yashena libiyar, so that no longer will ani yashena. That's why Hashem was by our side the whole time because He knew what was within us. Our avodah now is to bring that to the surface and be alive and be passionate in our learning and our davening. I'm learning, I'm the Seder, as we spoke about last week, are you sweating through the learning? Are you screaming through the learning? Is your heart in the learning? Am I davening? I'm reading the words, I'm saying the words. Is my lave alive? When was the last time I cried when I was davening? When was the last time I cried when I was davening? Libier. I want to share a story that happened this past Shabbos Kodesh. And I was thinking about just one detail of the story. It's incredible. But I think is really a detail that's a side point of the story is why we're going to bring it into the Torah. But it's an incredible story nonetheless. This past Shabbos Kodesh, as we were talking about some of the chavra before, I had this chust to be in Edison, New Jersey, in a beautiful shul there. Just to bring chizuk and esaris to the community. Spoke throughout Shabbos many times. It was very beautiful. Beautiful community. Lovely people. Caring people. Nice people. Real people. And in the morning, I was going to give the drush in two different minyanim. In the young couple's minyan, and then in the main shul. But in order to pull that all off, I had to daven first Tashkama. And I davened all of davening. And then I went straight from there pretty much to speak at the young couples, meaning when someone to speak there. And right when I finished speaking there, I was going to go to the main shul. And that's when they were up to finishing the Aftira to speak over there before, after Mavarach and Achaydish, before Musaf. And they had it all, they know the system, they had it all timed out for me, what I should do and how I should pull it off. And Baruch Hashem, my host, where I was staying,
He did nafshi avi Tobias, was taking care of me, was by my side, where to go, what to do. I walk into the main shul, beautiful shul, gorgeous shul, beautiful stained glass windows, incredible acoustics, really very, very beautiful. And I walk in there and they're in the middle of the Haftorah, perfect. I'll have a few minutes just to sit and have my thoughts together because they're going to, I already was Mevarach and Chaydish, they're going to Mevarach and Chaydish Adar. But even just to be by another Mevarach and Chaydish Adar is worth it. I'm beautiful. Last year we had Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, so I had to again be by two Mevarach and Chaydish, I guess. It was good. Anyways. So I walk in and there's minutes before I'm going to give the drasha. A yid comes over to me with a big smile. Never seen the guy before in my life. In the shul. And he gives me a big hug. Mamash just comes over to me and gives me a big hug. I knew this was a beautiful community, but this is beautiful already. I'm like, this is awesome, right? So what's going on? He says to me, then he looks at me, he says, "Your father told me to give you a hug." Okay. If you know my father, it's definitely wasn't so strange. And then he goes on to tell me that he's good friends with my father. They went to yeshiva together. They're in Eretz Yisrael together. Ichvesnisht, I don't know, 45 years ago. Maybe more than that, 47 years, 48 years, whatever it was. And before Shabbos, my father knew I was going to be in Edison for Shabbos. Knew this yid lives in Edison. They were on the phone and he said to him, "Oh, my son's going to be there." And my father told him, "Go give him a hug." So kachave, he comes and gives me a hug. That was the first thing he did before he even tells who he is. Gives me a hug. She tells me his name. He says, "His name's Leiby Haller." I said, "Haller?" I said, "You happen to have a son who's a doctor, who lives in the Five Towns, who's married to a Hamlet, Ricky Hamlet?" He's like, yeah, that's my son. He says, "No, it can't be." "Yeah, that's my son." I said, "Okay, do me a favor. I don't know if you were planning on, I mean, you're sitting here, but whether how much you would have or not, please pay attention to the drasha I'm going to say." He says, "Of course, I was going to, you know, that was his plan." Okay. I got up and I gave a drasha, and the end of my drasha, which was my plan all along, and the raya that was my plan all along, you could ask Avi Tobias and Tzruli Herkman, two Yidden, they were by my first drasha and by my second drasha. And the drasha was one thing I said, the same one by both. I was talking about the Simcha of Adar and talking about the Simcha, I'm not going to go through all the Torahs now, it comes all from Amunah. And spoke about the way to build Amunah is really to recognize and appreciate all that Hashem does for us. And I ended talking about my experience this past Shavuos and recognizing how much Hashem does for me in a different light and saying thank you Hashem. And that's how I ended the whole drasha. Who was one of the main doctors when I was in the hospital in South Nassau over Shavuos, who was very helpful and who helped figure out what the issue was with me, was Dr. Haller. This yid who comes over and introduces himself to me and gives me this big hug, he doesn't realize, not only he thinks he's coming to give me a hug because my father told me to give him a hug, he's coming to introduce himself, I'm literally minutes later about to give a drasha talking about his son. You can't make this stuff up. Only with Yidden. Mom, such a beautiful nation we are. Such a beautiful mishpacha we are. And I'm about literally, I get up and I say over and talk about it. The first time I give the drasha, I didn't give the doctor's name because it wasn't significant at that point. The second time in the main shul, I spoke about it. I said, it was Mr. Leiby Haller's son who I just met moments ago. Incredible, I'm still shaking from it. But why am I telling you this now? I was thinking about how beautiful it was he gave me a hug. And that's true, my father told him to give me a hug. How many people would have actually done that when you're meeting a guy for the first time? What do we do? What's in the Welt? A kalte handshake. You know? You go and you shake hands. It's like, that's cordial. Be cordial, shake hands. Slap five now. And in this day and age, you can't even shake hands. You just give a fist pump, you know, like this. Hardly, because we don't want to touch too much, embrace too much. A hug, an embrace, chibuk, is sharing emotions. It's when you hug someone, it's your heart to their heart. It's your lave to their lave. Your lave, your hearts are connecting. Your bodies are connecting. There's emotion. There's lave. Leave the air. And that's so beautiful. This year, I'm meeting for the first time and we're hugging each other. There's an emotion to that. There's lave in that. We're alive. We never met before and we love each other. And it's MS. We never met before, we love each other. That's the hard and true deep relationships, what it is to be a yid in our interpersonal relationships. But that's the heart that we have to pull out again. Bez Hashem is Baruch, during these days of Adar, as we prepare for the Hilgi Yantav of Purim. So as we prepare, we understand that it's true. Purim is a Yantav, just like Pesach. The beginning of the story, we're in Golos. The beginning of the story, there's a gzera, this nechtav and nechtam that we will be destroyed because yesh no am echad. We were yeshena, and therefore, like Haman said, he thought God was zaken because Hashem tzilcha. We have to believe and know that inside still libier, I'm alive, and pull that now to our surface in our avod Hashem. And Mekayim, like the Halakas Vas MS says, that we're going to be singing at the end of the Megillah, who do my Zohir of Zimcha of Zazim Vikar? The Chazal tell us in the Gemara Megillah, Oira Zu Taira, Simcha Zu Yantav, Sasun Zu Mila, Yakar Zu Tfilin. Vas MS says, why not say it straight up? Say, like, who do my Zohir Taira, Yantav, Mila, Tfilin. Vas MS says, we never stopped putting on tefillin. We never stopped doing mila. We never stopped learning Torah. But at the end of the story, that lave that was only inside at the beginning was brought to the surface. And now suddenly my Torah was oira. It was full of light. My mila was full of sason. My tefillin was full of yakar. It was full of passion and excitement. So to each and every one of us, once we realize libi air, but it's there, let's pull it to the surface. Nichnas Yayim v'yatasod ad lo yada, not just meisim, but meisim with hislavus, with passion, with excitement. And then we'll be zoyche mamish, the Eibishter will be our tzilcha. And if we show him the passion, we, just like Leibi Heller hugged me, let's hug the Rabbanu Shalom with that passion. And if we hug the Rabbanu Shalom will hug us back, and not just bring a gula like Purim that Akati Avde Chashver Shanan, but the Gula Shleimot, be as Mashiach, Meher, be Amenu, be Karav Mamish. Amen. Amen.